Our guest is Hasnira.
I am Hasnira Kader. I am also a host of the WGXC radio station on Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
But today, you are here for something special.
Today, I am here to answer the question of you guys about our Bangladeshi cultural fair.
And the Bangladeshi cultural fair, this is the second one, right? Second annual, I call it.
Yes, it is.
And it's on Saturday, September 1st.
Saturday, September 1st, 3 to 9. We'll have live music, food, dance, fashion show.
I remember last year when suddenly everyone said to me, there's a Bangladeshi festival going on the waterfront, and we got so excited. These wonderful
Yes, last year
fashions.
We didn't really plan ahead of time. We just thought about it. Ronnie, the co-host of WGXC Bangla Show, he came up with the idea, can we do this? Are you going to help me? I said, okay, all right. So within 3 weeks, we collected money, we did. And thank God we have so much help from city and we have help from Musica. So we didn't have to pay for everything last year, but this year we have to.
Now you have food. What tell us about that.
Yes, we'll have traditional Bangladeshi food. Yes, we're going to have rice, some fried stuff like snack type finger food and some sweet. We also have a clothing store and maybe henna. That was is not still confirmed. So maybe hand drawing thing, the henna. So we're going to have
henna drawing. Yeah.
Yes.
And food is for the public at large? People just come
in? Yes, yes. And the food is not like for sale. It's not free. Admission is free, but food is not free.
I see.
Is there ever a chance of someone in the Bangladeshi community opening a restaurant in town?
Actually, someone tried before. It didn't work out. Yes, if we have the market, yes, we can.
I think there'd be some people interested, at least.
At one point, there was a halal market. Is that still going on? Or
actually, we have two store here. The Bangladeshi people owned it. They bring halal meat from New York City, and they keep it in a freezer so people can buy halal meat from them. We also have like Bangladeshi imported fish. Those are not saltwater fish, it's the freshwater fish. Those taste different. We are so used to have freshwater fish, we still buy the freshwater fish. Most people from Hudson actually go to New York City, buy the food. They bring it in bulk and keep it in the freezer. So that's the people shop here.
Is that the store at the corner of Columbia and 3rd?
Yes, one is Columbia and 3rd, another one is State and 3rd. Mm-hmm. Both Bangladeshi owned store.
Hasnir, can you tell us how did the Hudson become such a center for Bangladeshi people?
Actually, what happened in 1993, there was a button factory in Hudson. They have so much turnover about employee. They were not keeping any employee, so they actually put an ad on a Bangladeshi newspaper in New York City. So that time, about five families came to Hudson, and they hired 40 Bangladeshi people at the same time. It's within a 3-4 month range. And Hudson housing was so cheap. The first start, it was really good for first starter being in a foreign country. So they called their friend and family. Everyone keep coming. That's how it's growing. Plus, that time, whoever new immigrant, they became citizen and they applied for their family. Their family are coming. That's how it's growing. The Bangladeshi community is growing.
And it's one of the largest in the United States?
That I'm not sure because I don't know the data. It could be because it's such a small place and we have almost 500 population.
great, and a representative in the Common Council as well.
Yes.
Now you're saying 500 people just in Hudson or Hudson and Catskill?
Just in Hudson, not 500 quite yet, close.
Who's organizing the fashion show? That's what I'm interested in.
The fashion show, our young people, our name is Aki, actually Farjana. We call her Aki, and Shantu, another girl, her cousin. They are doing the rehearsal and they are organizing the. Shantu is organizing a dance. She learned that professional dancing at Albany. She also teaching in that dancing studio. So she is teaching few kids dance. So they're organizing the fashion show. And we are having professional singer from New York City.
A Bangladeshi singer?
Yes. Everything we're going to have barbecue, which is not Bangladeshi food. Rest of the food will be Bangladeshi. And the song, music and everything will be Bangladeshi.
It sounds really great.
We are doing this to showcase how Bangladesh is like, to inform people what our culture, how our music. So we try to keep it to only Bangladeshi only.
Are there one or two dishes, food dishes, that are especially famous Bangladeshi dishes?
Yes. Like biryani, that's usually people cook for a special occasion. We're going to have a store for biryani. Biryani is a food mixed with meat, and you fried the rice in a butter or oil, then mix the meat together.
Kind of similar to a rice pilaf.
Yes, kind of. Yes, right thing. Yes.
What else would you like to tell us about the festival?
I am very excited about the festival. That's, I have good time. And I have all the children. I feel like they are all my own children. I work with them together. And also, I am happy that people are learning about Bangladeshi culture, food, more and more.
And starts at 3 o'clock?
Yes.
From 3 to 9?
3 to 9, yes.
At the Hudson Waterfront Park?
Yes.
On Saturday, September 1st.
So not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Next Saturday,
so we'll,
yes.
I'm sure we'll be talking more about it as a week on the radio this week.
Yes.
And you'll be talking more about it Sunday on your show?
Yes, we are talking about, and we plan to do a public recording. So we couldn't meet together, Ronnie and myself were planning last week, but we are so busy right now, still we couldn't record our announcement. So hopefully this week, sometime, we'll record our announcement.
And folks can tune in the Bangla show on WGXC on Sundays at 4 p.m., right?
Sunday.
Or you're 5 p.m., actually.
5 p.m., yes. 5 p.m.
I'm sorry, I got it wrong. Yeah, Sunday at 5 p.m.
Yes.
5 to 6 on WGXC.
Yeah, 5 to 6, yes.